Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Am I German or Autistic? A Book for Germans, Autistics, or Both Autism by Lulu Romano is a reflective, culturally framed exploration of identity at the intersection of German social norms and autistic traits. Written in English, the book uses a personal and observational approach rather than presenting itself as a clinical guide. Romano, who is described in public listings as an autistic educator with a strong connection to Germany, examines why certain behaviors can be read two different ways as culturally German. As autistic, or as a mix of both, the purpose is not to dismiss autism as mere personality or to turn it into a stereotype, but to offer readers a way to think more carefully about communication, belonging, and self-recognition. Its concise, unconventional presentation style, sometimes noted as one line per page, reinforces the book's emphasis on reflection and emotional clarity. The result is a niche but resonant work for readers who have questioned where culture ends and neurodivergence begins. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, culture versus neurodivergence as an identity puzzle. A central idea in the book is the tension between cultural explanation and neurodivergent explanation. Many people search for a single answer to why they feel out of sync socially. Perhaps it is the culture they grew up in. Perhaps it is autism. Perhaps it is both. Romano treats that uncertainty as meaningful rather than as a problem to quickly solve. By comparing commonly perceived German traits with traits often associated with autism, the book prompts readers to notice how the same behavior can be interpreted differently depending on context. Directness might be praised as efficient in one setting and criticized as blunt in another. A preference for structure could be viewed as practical or as rigidity. This framing matters because it can change how a person understands their own life story, including past feedback such as being too intense or too much. Importantly, the book does not try to explain autism away through culture. Instead, it invites a more nuanced self-reading, where culture can shape how traits are expressed and perceived, while neurodivergence can shape how culture is experienced from the inside. Secondly, communication friction, small talk, bluntness, and social expectations. The book highlights everyday communication as a key site where German norms and autistic experiences can overlap and clash with wider expectations. Public descriptions point to challenges with small talk and differences in communication style, especially in professional or social settings where unspoken rules govern what counts as friendly, polite, or appropriate. Romano uses this territory to explore why some people feel constantly misread. They may prefer clarity over social cushioning, or they may struggle with conversational rituals that prioritize bonding over information. The German cultural stereotype of being straightforward becomes a useful lens, not as a joke at someone's expense, but as a way to examine how direct speech can be normal in one community and penalized in another. In parallel, autistic communication differences can lead to similar misunderstandings, particularly when others expect indirect hints and quick emotional calibration. By laying these patterns side by side, the book encourages readers to separate moral judgments from communication mismatches. The practical value is validation, recognizing that social friction can be structural and contextual, not proof of being defective or rude. Thirdly, belonging, diagnosis, and the search for a name that fits. Another important topic is belonging, especially for people who have spent years without language for their internal experience. According to the book's public positioning, Romano writes from the perspective of someone who worked in educational environments while also navigating personal self-understanding, which supports a theme of delayed recognition, seeing differences in life, but not always having a framework to interpret them. The book uses the German versus autistic question as a doorway into deeper questions about identity and diagnosis. For some readers, the issue is not only whether they meet criteria for autism, but whether their life makes more sense when viewed through that lens. For others, it is how cultural background complicates self-assessment, because traits can be normalized within a cultural group. Romano does not present diagnosis as a trendy label or a shortcut to identity. Instead, the book emphasizes self-recognition and careful reflection, acknowledging that people seek names for their experience because names can reduce shame and create community. Belonging becomes both internal, feeling at home in oneself, and external, finding people who interpret one's communication with generosity. Fourthly, refusing simplification, autism is not a personality quirk. A stated commitment in the book's listing language is that it does not romanticize autism or reduce it to a cute personality type. This matters because the cultural comparison could easily drift into caricature. Germans are like this, autistics are like that. Romano instead treats the overlap as a starting point for empathy and complexity. The reader is invited to hold two truths at once. There can be genuinely funny recognition in shared patterns, and there can also be serious consequences when differences lead to exclusion, misinterpretation, or chronic self-doubt. By resisting simplification, the book reinforces that autism involves real differences in processing, sensitivity, and social navigation, and that these differences can carry both strengths and challenges depending on environment. The cultural frame becomes a tool for thinking, not a substitute for understanding autism. This approach also protects readers from an unhelpful binary, either it is culture or it is autism. The book instead steers toward a more respectful middle, where a person can appreciate cultural identity while still taking neurodivergence seriously as a lived reality that deserves accurate language and support. Lastly, a concise, reflective format designed to provoke self-recognition. The book is noted in public descriptions as unconventional in format, sometimes using one line per page. That structural choice supports its purpose as a reflective work rather than a step-by-step manual. A sparse format can slow the reader down, leaving space for emotional recognition and personal memory to surface. It also signals that the book is not trying to overwhelm with theory, statistics, or exhaustive explanation. Instead, it aims for clarity, resonance, and permission to think differently about oneself. This is particularly relevant for readers who may be sensitive to information overload or who prefer direct, distilled statements over long narrative arcs. The style also matches the theme of identity questioning. Short prompts can act like mirrors, allowing readers to test reactions and notice which ideas feel accurate. Because the book deals with nuanced overlap and not a single definitive answer, a reflective structure makes sense. It aligns with the stated intent to help readers explore identity, sensitivity, and self-recognition, while maintaining a tone that can move between humorous recognition and serious insight without pretending to resolve every ambiguity. In conclusion, Am I German or Autistic? Is best suited for readers who are German, connected to German culture, autistic, questioning autism, or simply curious about how cultural norms and neurodivergent traits can look similar from the outside while feeling very different on the inside. It is also a good fit for people who have been labeled too blunt, too intense, or socially off, and who want a respectful framework for understanding that feedback without turning it into self-blame. The benefits are primarily reflective and practical. Readers may gain language for their communication preferences, greater compassion for their social friction points, and a clearer sense of how context shapes interpretation. Rather than offering a conventional autism overview, the book stands out by using cultural comparison as a serious tool for identity exploration while explicitly refusing to minimize autism into a quirky personality. Its concise format further differentiates it from typical nonfiction guides, making it feel closer to an intimate set of observations and prompts than a textbook. In a crowded autism category, that combination of specificity, self-recognition, and restraint can be especially valuable for readers seeking resonance over reassurance and nuance over neat answers. If you would like to support Lulu Romano, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.